We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots right above the wide lines. And we're going to start off with Moshe's Kasha that we had in the Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol says that he closes the Sefer Torah after Parshas Emor, and he says, really, I was going to lay in until I'm going to roll till Parshas Pinchas, go to the Sefer Torah to Parshas Pinchas, and lay in there. But he didn't want to have Tircha Tzibura, therefore he lays it by heart. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And the question was, how are you allowed to lay the Torah by peh? I, Torah Shavik Sav, I at the Rishoy, you lay my peh. You're not allowed to say, Torah Shavik Sav by peh. So the Tosfos Rosh over here asked this question. And he has a few terutzim. It's really three terutzim. The first teretz, to me, sounds like a chiddush, that he says that the Gemara in Gittin says, Dvarim Shavuksav, Yat Roshay Lemar HaPeh, is a mitzvah min hamufchor, liquor Roshay Shavuksav. And here, B'mokim Kavod HaTzibur, Shloy LaTriach Aleyem, Deumat the liquor HaPeh. That's the first mahalach. The first mahalach of the Rosh is that since it's only a mitzvah hamufchor, here they will make up because of a Tirchot HaTzibur. The second pshat of Tosfos is that since it's only laying the Avodas Hayoyim, you can carry about peh, because like tefilas musafim that you say about peh. Someone that was musaf about peh, he says the exact same parasha, he would say about heart also. And the varta is that sidurus hayoyim is mutter to say about heart. That's the second shot. The third shot is that the whole itzer of saying teresh b'ksav about peh is only a mitzi de acherim. But when you're saying it for yourself, you're not allowed to say it about peh. And that's a big aside. When you're mitzi acherim, that there, you should say dafka shabiksav, even if you know it by heart. And nafka mina between these pshatim are you allowed to say vayechulu by heart when you say kiddush? When you say kiddush, you might see a lot of people usually. You just don't say it for yourself. The other people you might see, if someone has a wife or his kids, you might see them. So you might see vayechulu also. Vayechulu, you're saying by heart sometimes, it's a problem because dvarim shabiksav, even if you know it by heart, even sedush ayoyim, this parrot holds it has to be, that if you might see someone, then you have to say it miksav. So there are some people on makbid, Dafka to say vayichulu me'aksav, even if they know it very well by heart, because of this reasoning of saying things that shviksav dafka b'ksav. So let's go right from two dots. V'goyles atar b'nicha v'chekoi, v'chol kach lama, sh'lohoyti la'ad sefer Torah. Why did he give this whole speech? Just say it by heart. Why did he give the whole speech? In order to show everyone that the reason why I'm closing up sefer Torah is not because it's not ksuva, it's not written in the Sefer Torah, and it's a Sefer Torah Meshubash. No, really, it's written here, so I don't want to be a Tirchot Tzibura. Uveses of Chumash Mekudim Kara Apeh, like we just spoke out, he says about Peh, Freitik Gemara Kash of Lichre Le Sefer Velikri, why Taka don't you roll the Sefer Torah until the right place, the Parashas Pinchas Alainit, or Rav Huna Bravi Huda Rav Sheshes, Vish Ein Goylim Sefer Torah B'tzibur, because B'tzibur, we're not Goylim Sefer Torah while the people wait, because that's not covered at Tzibur to have everyone wait while we roll the Sefer Torah. Freit the Gemara have a different Esa. But lazy Sefer Torah, velikri. Take a Sefer Torah achrina, velikri. Bring another Sefer Torah. Have another Sefer Torah ready. Roll to the right place and close up the Sefer Torah and use all Sefer Torah. Very simple. If you do that, it looks like there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. It must be they found the psul and they're bringing in another Sefer Torah. We don't want to make a pagam in the first Sefer Torah. The halach is you bring another sefer Torah, you have to make a new bracha, and it's a bracha shein tzricha, and therefore you don't bring another sefer Torah. Now, this Rish Lakish says in a bracha shein tzricha, the Magen Avraham asks from here a kasha on the shlo. The shlo says that on Shabbos you're allowed to make. You're allowed to, for example, payers come middle of the Suda, you're allowed to wait for the payers till after the Suda and make a bracha on it after the Suda. Why? Because you want to have a mea brachas. He says, this is not called bracha shein tzricha. He says, I want to have mea brachas. I'm allowed to do that because it's not called bracha shein tzricha because I want to have mea brachas. So the Magen Avraham asks, over here it says, ein varach bracha shein tzricha. What do you mean? Here it's Yom Kippur. They need a mea brachas. So what was the problem? Maybe it's a mile over here to bring another sefer Torah. Make another bracha so you'll have the mea brachas. So the way they answer the Magen Avraham's raya is by saying is that the Kohen Gadol made plenty of brachas that day because every avoda has a bracha, and since he did himself all the avodas, so he probably had mea brachas already. Agav, once I'm talking about mea brachas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I want them heard from someone that he always makvit a dam for the umbed at least once with chazara shatz on Shabbos. It's where the chap rain some extra brachas. I think it's a minik type. Oh, Micha Shinon lepagama. Are you choishes for pagama? We're saying over here, if you bring another sefer Torah, the first shot was they choishes for pagam. Ba'om Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, maybe Shalish Tyrus. You bring three Tyrus. V'kayra achas men yonei shal yoyim. And you read one, the parasha of the week, V'achas Rosh Chodesh. One of them you read Rosh Chodesh. V'achas Shabbos Chanukah. One Chanukah. It's a big Shabbos. Three Sefer Tyrus. Everyone knows about it recently. Three Sefer Tyrus and one Shabbos, a big Zach. And here's they bring a three Sefer Tyrus. So the Chari, you see, not worry about Pagama Shal Rishon. And for the Gemara, Tlosa Gavri, but Tlosa Sifri Leka Pagama. If it's three different people getting the Aliyahs, that's not a Pagama. Chad Gavra, but Terei Sifri Eka Pagama. But one person who's in the middle of laning, and then all of a sudden you switch to Sefer Torah, that looks much more like there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah, and therefore there's a Pagama. So if it's three different Sefer Torahs, and three different Gavra, that's fine. But with one Gavra, two Sefer Torahs, that's a Pagam. And the Mishnah ends off that he makes a bracha after the laning, he makes eight brachas. M'varcha shmeine brachas. And like we discussed the Mishnah, it sounds like there's nine. You have to know what you do with the number. Tana Baram. M'varcha ma'al Torah, kederach shbracha v'kasimil knesses. The Torah, Birchas HaTorah, means the bracha Ashenoslan Torah Zemes, Firashi, and Fitoy Shrosh means including Asher Bachabon. It means the bracha on the Torah. That's bracha number one. Val Avoida, that's it's something like we'd say. Val Hoida, that's like Maidim Hoida. You think, because anytime you do Avoida, you do have Hoida. Val Mechila Sa'ava, in Rashi Mishra said, is Yechaisim Melech Moicha Vaslech Lava Neseinu, Ketiknam, like the regular bracha that we have. Ala mikdash fei atzmai, which means you misspell al mikdash and say baruch hashem baruch ben mikdash. Val kahanim fei atzman, that's a bracha you make baruch shabach bezar shel aron. Val yisrael fei atzman, that's the bracha baruch habeich ba'am yisrael. Val yerushalayim fei atzmai, that's also a bracha on Yerushalayim. Vashar tefila, and the rest is tefila. That means the last bracha or shar, the bracha at the end is tefila. That might not be counted as one of the eight. Torah bon, what is this bracha? Hashar tefila, you say like this. Tchina rino vakasha. You say these lashonos of tefila. Tchina rino vakasha. Sha'amcha Yisrael tzricha libashaya. Because Klal Yisrael needs Yeshua v'choisim b'shemeya tefila. Mekam ve'elech, after the Kohen Gadol finishes his laning and finishes all his brachos. So the Rashi sounds like it has the gears, by the way, with tchina. It's like tefila tchina rino vakasha. Sha'amcha Yisrael tzricha. That sounds like from Rashi. Mekam ve'elech, after they finish these brachos, they finish the laning, kol echad ve'echad maybe save a Torah v'tech b'ayis. So everyone brings a save a Torah from his house, v'koyribay, and he lanes with it. V'chol kach lama, why is everyone bringing this Sefer Torah? So first of all, how do you like bring a save a Torah? Not like carry on Yom Kippur. So Rashi brings a two pshatim. Either we hold, the Yom holds, ein irav v'hoitzal Yom Kippur, there's no isra yitzal Yom Kippur, or Yerushalayim had the doors closed by night, and they didn't make an irav chatzeris, and therefore you allowed to carry. So everyone brought the Sefer Torah from the house, in order to show everyone the beautiful Sefer Torah that you own. Like it says, therefore they came to be show how much they misnah at b'mitzvahs. That's what they did after the laning of the Kohen Gadol. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Next Mishnah is discussing the Mishnah, the mitzvah of Hakel. Like it said in the Mishnah, that the mitzvah of Hakel is one of the things that have to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, which means the parasha that's laned has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. It says, Birchas Kanim, Birchas Kohen Gadol, Parashas HaMelech. So Zokta Mishnah, Parashas HaMelech Ketzad. How did it work? Moitz Yontav Arishin Shel Chag, B'Shmini B'Matz HaShviyas. On the Motzei Yontav of the first day of Sukkot, B'Shmini, we'll see what that means, B'Shmini, B'Motzei Shviyas, the Sukkot right after Shviyas, after Shemitah, Oysen Loi Bima Shal Eitz Ba'Azara, they build this big platform in the Azara, V'Yoy Shvala, he sits down on it, Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Miketz Sheva Shonim, B'Moyed, Shnas HaShemitah B'Chag HaSukkot, that's the Pasuk says, so you know, that's when the din of Hakel was. Chazan HaKnesset doesn't say Vatayra. The Chazan HaKnesset, which is like the Shamash, he takes the Vatayra, and the Rosh Knesset gives it to the Rosh Knesset, like the Gabbai. The Rosh Knesset says the Zgan, he gives it to the Zgan. The Zgan knows the Kohen Gadol, and Zgan hands it to Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol knows the Melech. The Kohen Gadol gives it to the Melech. The Melech, Oymed, he stands up, Makabel, takes the Vatayra, Vakore, and he lanes, Vakore, Yoshev, he lanes sitting down. He's the Melech, he lanes sitting down. Agrippas HaMelech, who was a Melech, that was from the children of Hordas, he's from the family of the Chashmonaim, and he was at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Agrippa HaMelech, Omad v'kibel, he stood and was makabel Sefer Torah v'kara imed, and he leaned the Sefer Torah standing. V'shevchu chacham, and the chacham praised this that he stood when he leaned the Sefer Torah, when he leaned the Torah, leaned hakel. Ukshagia, when he was leaning, we reached the pasuk v'sucha losi shalecha ishnachri. They now let him put up ishnachri as the king. Zolgu einov demayis. The pasuk says, "Soim tosim alecha melech hashiv chashem alekecha boy mekarav achecha tosim alecha melech." Put up a melech from your family. Loisuka losi alecha ishnachri ashalo yachichu. Now Agrippa the melech's father was a guy, so he started zolgu einov demayis. His eyes filled with tears. He was worried that maybe he's not ready to be a melech. Omru loy. So the Chacham told him, "Al tisyare, Agrippas, don't worry, Agrippas. Achenu ata, you are our brother." Like Rashi says, because his mother was from Israel, and we'll see if that was Oiska Halton. We'll talk about that on Amud Beis when we see the Gemara Amud Beis. But Kairi, where is he laying? He does not lay the whole Sefer Dvarim. He lays a lot of it, but not the whole thing. But Kairi mitchilas Eila Hadvarim Achema, he lays from the beginning of Eila Dvarim until Shema, which is until Perek Vav. He lays, which is in the parashah of Eschanon. So he lays from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim till the end of parashah of Eschanon. Then he lays Shema and Vahoyam Shemaya. He lays Shema, which is in parashah of Eschanon, Vahoyam Shemaya, which is in Ekev, parashah of Ekev. Then he skips to Aser, which is in parashah of Re'ei. Then he goes to Kisachal La'aser, which is in parashah of Kisavoy. Uparashah of Melech, which is back in parashah of Shoftim. Brachos Aklalos, he goes back to Parashat Kisavai, and learns the Brachos Aklalos. The reason why he learns Aset Aset and Kischala, because both are the same Indian. Now, why are you learning these things? Because Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Mach Shemayim, and Vahoyim Shemaya is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Then he learns Aset Aset and Kischala Aser, because this is the Zman of HaOsef. Sukkos was the Zman when they gathered in all the Tvua from the fields, and you have to give Matnas Aniyim and the Frosh Shumas Maisus. Therefore, we learn that. And even though maybe Parashah Melech would have been in the order, but they did that together. Then they lay in the Parashah Melech, because, you know, he's the Melech. And then they lay in the Brachos and Klalos. Atchigoyim kol ha-parashah, until he finished that whole Parashah. Now, Brachos, now there's a question over here. How were they allowed to skip so far? If it's maybe Kadesh Le'afzik HaTogumin, so Rashi speaks about it here. Rashi's a little bit shver. And the pshat a lot of Achreinim say is because the Melech, the cover of the Melech, they can make the Tzibah wait sometimes.
I have to go backwards too.
Right, it's not a problem how you let it go backwards, but there's no problem going backwards here. In the Parash Hakel, there's no problem going backwards. Always we have an Is to go backwards. Always Is al Tzvahoyu HaDavar Me'ela we had. It's not, you have to have a makar for that. And even though we said before, by the halachas, by Kriyas HaTorah, we're always laying straight. But here, I guess also, as the covered of the melech, covered of hakel, they did it l'mafreya. They went out of order. Now, afterwards, he makes these brachas. Brachas shekohen gadol mevarech, those eight brachas. Oysen ha-melech mevarech. Mevarech oysen ha-melech mevarech oysen. Brachas shekohen gadol mevarech oysen, ha-melech mevarech oysen. The melech makes those brachas. Ella, he switches off. Shenoysen shel regalim tachas mechilas avam. Instead of mechilas avam, which was Melech Moicha Vaslecha Vaneseinu Vanesam Vaisrael, which has to do with Yom Kippur, they switched it to Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, which is the Bracha of Regal. Ad Kan, the Seder of Hakel. Zog to Gemara. Vishmini Sakadaitach, it says, Ketzad, Motzi Yom Tarishin Shachag, Vishmini Vimotzi Shvias. Vishmini sounds like on Shmini Atzeres. We just finished saying it's the Motzi Yom Tarishin Shachag. So Bishminis HaKadayetach, Eini Bishminis, means the eighth year. Now the Gemara asks, if you look at the Pasuk, when it tells us when is Hakel, there's a lot of words, a lot of different simanim. The Pasuk says, it's in Devarim Laman Alef Yud, Vayitzav Moshe Oysam Leimar, Meketz Sheva Shonim. Keep, you know, listen to the Pasuk. Meketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, Bim Moyet, on Yontif, Shnas HaShmita, the Shnas HaShmita, Bechag HaSukos. So what do you need to tell me? Moyet, HaSukos, Meketz Sheva Shonim, Shnas HaShmita. A lot of words here. What do you need all these words for? To tell you exactly when Hakel is. Don't make a mistake. If you just said Miketz Sheva Shonim, I would say at the end of 7 years. It means on Shemitah. Shemitah ends right before Rosh Hashanah. The era of Rosh Hashanah, you lane Hakel. I'm jumping the gun. count from right now. I mean, if you just have a Kate Shavashan, didn't say anything about Shemitah, you would think this Moshe is saying in Arvas Moav, right before they crossed the Yarden. That's what he said this. So you would think you count 7 years from today, and then you do Hakel after that, even though there was no Shemitah until after 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. So if you just have a Kate, Shevashon, I mean a Nimru Mahashtah, you say you count from now. Even though it's not Shemitah. Kosrachman of Shemitah. Because of Shemitah, if the Torah said Shemitah, have a mean of a son of Shemitah. You would think you lay in Erev Rosh Hashanah at the end of Shemitah. If it said Shemitah, Shnas HaShemitah. Because Rachman of B'mayed, it has to be on Yontif. Because Rachman of B'mayed, have a mean of a Reish Shasa. It means on Rosh Hashanah. It's also called a Mayed, the Rashi speaks out. It says El Miadi Hashem, and it says there, the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rachman of B'chag HaSukkos. Because Rachman of B'chag HaSukkos, have a mean of Phil Yontif Akron. Maybe even Yom Tov Achron, which means maybe even Shmini Atzeres, any time on Chag HaSukkos. Kasher Achmona, Bevoi Kol Yisrael, Liroi, Yisrael, Hashem, Lekecha. And we darshan, when they come, Ma'aschalto, the Moyed, by the beginning of the Yom Tov. Okay, so beginning of Yom Tov, you have to lay in Hakel. Ah, you're going to ask me then. So all this Simon, I'm telling you, it's not 7 years from Aras Moyav, it's not at the end of Shnas HaShemitah, it's not B'moyed on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not it's Chag HaSukkos, and it's not at the end of Sukkos, because it's Bevo. So Rashi has a kasha. Rashi says, okay, so laying it on the first night Yontif, Hakel. Evet Rashi, because you can't build the bima on Yontif. It's not Derech HaShabbos, it's Yontif. Now, so he says, okay, so build it before Yontif. It's the end, afterwards. It's the end of 7 years. End of 7 years. End of Shnas HaShemitah. No, I know, it says the end. The end of 7 years. No, Shnas HaShemitah is going on the word Sheva Shonim. Miket Sheva Shonim, which is Shnas HaShemitah, after that, B'moyeh delay. Now, so Rashi asks, maybe late on the first day, Yom Tov. Terech says, he can't build a bima. It's not Doyek HaShabbos, Yom Tov. Then he asks, so make it build it before. And for Rashi, because you don't want to clog up the Azara. A lot of people are coming. You don't want to clog up the Azara. Therefore, you have to build it on the spot. Therefore, you build it on Matzah Yom Tov, Chalamoid, and that's when you lay in the Hakel. So there's two Kasha Rashi. One Kasha Rashi is, who said the building of Bima is Ma'akev? If the mitzvah is that day, it's Bima, it's Deraisa, it's Ma'akev to build a Bima, Tesh Kasha. Another Kasha is, hey, let's build a Chalamoid. Hey, let's build a Bima Chalamoid. That's another question. And Tosis, and the third question also, Tosis has one question about it's not Ma'akev. The third question also, he says, what do you need B'mayed for? Once you say B'chag HaSukkos, why do you need B'mayed? What do you need B'mayed for? Enfit Tosfos, that we know that it's Chol HaMoed, not from Aschalta, not because of B'voy Kol Yisrael L'Yerayis. Because that could have mean the first day Yom Tov. But B'mayed teaches us is Dafka on Chol HaMoed. Dafka on Chol HaMoed. And the B'voy Kol Yisrael teaching us the beginning of Chol HaMoed. So Moed tells you that it's B'soy Chol HaMoed, it's on Chol HaMoed. And therefore that's what B'mayed is for. And B'vay Kol Yisrael says the beginning of Chol HaMoed, Amatzi Yom Tov Rishon. And that's why it's not the first day. You don't want the first day Yom Tov? Not because you can't build a Bima. Bima is not Ma'akev, Zog Tosis. You could have gone without a Bima. Tari says, B'moyah tells you it's on Yom Tov. What happened to that question? How are you allowed to build a Bima, L'maisa, on Chol HaMoed? And for Tosis, that it was a Binyan Shel Prakim. Before Yom Tov ready, they put together the Bima into pieces. And in Chol HaMoed, all you have to do is you just have to set it up. You just have to mechaber the prakim together. And that is not a big, that's not called a binyan. It's a temporary binyan, and it's already made already. You're not doing anything, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Something that's a tzarech HaMoed, it's not a ma'isuman, it's not a real binyan, it's not a binyan kavua, that's not a problem. They just put it together, pieces that were already pre put together, and you just now attached it. That's not a problem. That's what Tosfos says. At the end of Tosfos, all this Tosfos I'm telling you over is printed on Daf Mem Aleph. On Amud Aleph, Tosfos, we basically went through the whole Tosfos. Like upon him, it comes out, it's Rashi and Tosfos. How do we know it wasn't the first night Yom Tov? According to Rashi, we know because you know, he'll build a Bima. According to Tosfos, the reason is because the word B'moyed tells you it was B'soy Chamoyed. That's how you know it was on Chol HaMoed.